I don't know, haven't been part of a radio show that's played out such amazing music. This is Absolute Radio, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. So this Wednesday, we're doing a thing called Absolute Coldplay. You can hear the gig we were all at on Friday night in Munich. The most polite crowd I've ever been part of a gig, and the Germans out there couldn't have been any more polite. They were mortally offended that we weren't sticking around for the Oktoberfest that started, but... clapping between the songs, and when you hear 15,000 Germans singing Yellow together, you've really lived. They were lovely. No one moved out of position or pushed anybody else at the gig. And at one point, like, thousands of fluorescent little paper butterflies descended from the from above. I just got this tap on the shoulder as someone said, "Schulingen Sie bitte, could you pick up one of the butterflies?" You know, if it was in this country, you just get an elbow in your back and a knee in your, you know, head. You're like, get out of the way. And we had two winners with us, Mark and Emma, who were just brilliant. And the whole band, you know, spent time talking to them. And Chris Martin signed his set list. We didn't ask them to do any of this. Johnny gave them his plectrum. And Will, the drummer, gave them his drumsticks, which were smash. Completely, they were hardly drumsticks at all because he's a fantastic drummer. Mark.
OC, how's it going?
There he is. How are you then? Did you enjoy yourself Friday?
Oh, mate, of course I did. It was, just a crazy rock and roll day, wasn't it? It was amazing.
It still hasn't sunk in. I'm still glowing with the kind of afterburn of it, of just how weird it was, but how exciting it was.
Yeah, me too, mate. It was just, the whole day was just brilliant. We were looked after so well, I think, from start to finish, and it all sort of built up to the gig, which was, I just thought they were amazing, to be honest.
They were, and you were fantastic. I'm so glad you won this competition, because everyone was saying, the band as well, what a nice couple you and your wife were as well.
Yeah, well, you know, likewise, you know, I thought all these guys were great as well. But yeah, we didn't cause any trouble. I don't think we got too starstruck. We didn't drink too much of the... we did drink quite a lot of free booze.
Let's not lie. I mean, you were the only people drinking on the flight out there. You and your missus, and fair enough, you know, why not? I mean, you're on a rock and roll day trip, go for it. Right, as I say in Big Brother, Lancash, let's listen to the journey then. So let's go back to last Wednesday. Suddenly, it was a question. If Marky Boy Peachy got this wrong, he wasn't going to be joining us. In February 2001, the band played their first gig in America. Chris Martin was ill, and by the second song,